Well, Pennsylvania is shaping up to be a critical state in this presidential election, with both the Trump and Harris campaigns spending considerable time and money there. Congresswoman Madeleine Dean represents the state's 4th district. That's a suburb of Philadelphia, and she joins us now. Great to have you back on the program.
I'm delighted to be here with you on this exciting night.
Well, look, when we last spoke in early July, you were among those Democrats who were supporting President Biden, even as party leaders were at the time privately suggesting he exit the race. You said he defeated Donald Trump once and that he had the record to do it again. I wonder what you make now of the way in which this party has so quickly coalesced around Kamala Harris.
Well, and I do stand by Joe Biden. What a record of accomplishment, 50-plus years. And I am delighted to see the kind of response that he gets tonight. It will blow the roof off this place, I'm certain.
As they start the sound check here.
Exactly.
As speaking.
Yes. Yeah. And all the lead-up speakers before him. But I was also clear-eyed about the challenges ahead of us. And I expressed that to my caucus, as well as to the campaign. I stand by the president in all of what he has done, all the accomplishments. I will say, alongside a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate, think of all the bills that we have passed that he spearheaded and signed into law that changed our economy, grew jobs. So I'm just delighted with where we are. The enthusiasm is palpable back in my district, in the 4th Congressional District, suburban Philadelphia. And delighted to be here. This is my first convention.
Really?
Yes.
So what do you expect we'll hear from President Biden tonight as he makes the case for Vice President Harris as the party's nominee?
I think we will hear more of the accomplishments and the record that they have set. And you can talk, number one, about the economy. We have seen Donald Trump and J.D. Vance try to talk about the economy. They've put forward Project 2025. They've put forward the notion of big tariffs and mass deportations. That will be incredibly inflationary. Every economist tells us that. So they'll talk about the economy. He will talk about the accomplishment of growing 15-plus million jobs, bringing inflation down, bringing manufacturing back, bringing the Safer Communities Act into law. Which is actually saving lives from gun violence. It's just such a stark contrast of going back to something that was incredibly dark and caustic to our democracy, as capped off by January the 6th, as you well know. Just a very criminal, corrupt set of norms for the former president. We're not going back, as my granddaughter says, who's 3. We're not going back. We're going forward for the American people, for my children, our grandchildren, for the economy, for the environment, for education, for women's rights, for freedom.
All of the enthusiasm, energy, unity on the Democratic side, is there a risk that that masks the fact that this is still a competitive race? And as one Democrat today told me, this is Donald Trump's race to lose.
I absolutely think you're right. We mustn't get overly enthusiastic and so rose-eyed glasses that we think that this is going to be a cakewalk. It is not. In my district, suburban Philadelphia is going to be the place to watch. Pennsylvania will be the keystone state again. We have to dig in. We have to do the work to protect our democracy, to grow our democracy. And what a better place to do it than in the birthplace of our democracy. So I'm also clear-eyed about that. This is not just such enthusiasm that you win a presidential race this way. We have to dig in and do the work and tend to our democracy.
Are Democrats in a better position to hold the House, or rather win the House, in your view, with a Harris-Walz ticket than they were with a Biden-Harris ticket?
I feel the enthusiasm, and one of our worries was that there was perhaps people would sit out the election, particularly the congressional elections, not knowing the difference between a majority and a minority and what difference that makes. Take a look at the difference that it has made this Congress. As Democrats went into the minority, we passed 6 massive big bills when we were in the majority. This year, the Republican majority can't get out of their own way. You saw what they did in terms of having a speaker. You saw what they've done in terms of passing budget bills. They let us go home a week early in this incredibly crucial cycle because they couldn't get their own members to do the work of passing budget bills with a seriousness about governing.
You represent a solidly Democratic district. President Biden won by some 24 points back in 2020. In many ways, what happens in your district is a case study for how Democrats might vote across the country. How are they responding to Kamala Harris and to the policies she's put forward?
Well, I've been doing a number of canvas launches and helping people get their literature together, picking up their signs and getting their turfs to go knock on doors. And I will tell you, I've met person after person, one man in particular. He said, he walked up to me and he said, "I'm not even sure that I know you, but I know you're my congresswoman. I am 59 years old. I have never put a yard sign up. I have never contributed to a campaign. I've never knocked on a door for a candidate. I'm in." That's really the feeling we are getting in our district. People are in. They want to do the work of democracy because they recognize how important it is.
Democratic Congresswoman Madeleine Dean, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.